Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
You should do that. If anybody hears any clicking right now, I just wanted you to know that we have a photographer in the room with us, and I am sucking my stomach in, and it's killing me. Yeah.
You know, we're rolling.
Oh.
And it's not her stomach that she's worried about. It's mine.
Oops.
Jill worries about my stomach regularly. Steve Butella here for Land Academy. Welcome to the Cash Flow from Land Show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about a question each of us answer every single week, if not every single day in my case. What is physical and legal access in real estate, and does it really matter? Jill, I'm so glad we're doing this show. Hopefully we can really answer this, once and for all. Not really.
Exactly. Can we just say, refer to podcast number 62?
Yeah. Hey, that's not a bad idea.
I'm going to put that at the bottom of my email address. Yeah. For questions about eBay, refer to this podcast. For questions about legal access, refer to this podcast.
Right. To hear us fail, go to this podcast whatever this is.
My most embarrassing moment, listen to this podcast.
So no, in all seriousness, we do a lot of horsing around shows, but this show, I think, is actually, it's extremely beneficial. So let me start this way. Wherever you live, you live in an apartment building or you live in a townhouse or a condo or a house, you could drive right up to it and take your groceries out and put it and take it to the kitchen.
Correct.
That's access.
That's access.
That's accessing a parcel of real estate on county roads or whatever. So I find that when I describe it that way, everybody says, oh, that's what it is.
So, that's a good – I like your
– So wherever you live, you probably have physical and legal access. When you're buying properties, rural properties that are specifically when they're unwanted or they have back taxes or kind of what we do for a living, what Jill and I do, you have to check that stuff. You have to check physical and legal access. So if you've got a 40-acre property that's, let's say, in the middle of a northern county up in – in Arizona or any state for that matter, you want to make sure that at least at the very bare minimum, you want to know the facts. Mm-hmm. Can you get to it legally? Can you see it sort of on a plat map? Does it have legal access? Mm-hmm. And can you drive right up to it? So I don't know, Jill, tell us a funny story about some customer that you buy property every day. Let's start with this. How do you check physical and legal access before you pull the trigger on an acquisition?
This is a show where I'm asking you the questions.
I haven't bought a piece of property in a lot.
I thought I was going to ask you all the questions.
You buy all the property now.
So, well, it's just interesting how much this comes up. And it's funny because I get it two different perspectives. Sometimes I have people that they're hoping there's no access. I've had a few people that – I've had some that they had access, but it was not well traveled. Mm-hmm. So I kind of gave them a heads up that, hey, make sure you have four-wheel drive and a GPS to get out there. And they're all excited.
Yeah.
Because it's, a treed cabin. They want a little off-the-beaten-path something. And then some people are worried about, hey, I want to build this. I want to put that out there kind of thing. I need to make sure that I can get my workers out there. And I get that. Mm-hmm. So –
Oh, no doubt. There's a huge end user clientele that intentionally seeks out property that's incredibly difficult to get to.
Yes.
Because they don't want to ever talk to anyone again for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
And I understand that. There's a lot of weeks that I feel the same way.
Exactly. Well, what's the big picture? Can you give us, is there a one sentence answer to legal access and physical access, Stephen?
Yes, there is. With legal access in most states, in fact, I don't recall running into a state where legal access is an issue. By law, in all the states I've come across, there's legal access to every single property.
Mm-hmm. You can't force someone to fly a helicopter in. That's right. The one I kind of – people think that you can legally be forced to drop onto your property and right. not touch anybody else's property.
Okay. You remember the Hatfields and the McCoys? Do you know who that is?
I do. Well, I wasn't around for that, but
their whole beef was about. From getting to their land.
That was a Western. Wasn't it really in a Western?
It's like a real story.
Okay. Well, I just remember they
talked. Movies on it and there's books and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. But I didn't know they were real people.
Two neighboring, the Hatfields and the McCoys, lived next to each other and they had debates over, you know, you have to cross my property to get to yours. So, you know, that's what an easement is. So when you mm-hmm. plat property or when the original subdivider subdivides a very large property into smaller properties, you know, at least if they do it the right way, they plan for easements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a land that's in between two owners' land, so you can drive right through it, like the street that you drive down to your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you own the house, but you don't own the street. So that's legal access.
Sometimes I love it too. On some occasions, I've seen it written in into the. I'm not telling this to you. I'm telling this to our listeners. To the legal descriptions, anything. You know, all but, you know, a 20-foot easement on this side and this side and this side and this side. It's written right into legal description, and I love that because then it's black and white for everybody.
So I don't want to make this complicated. Legal access in general is allowed by law. So what – and physical access, this is how I check physical access before I purchase property. And it's as simple as this. I go to Google Earth Pro. And see if there's a road going through it.
Right.
You know, and if it's not, we usually shop. I mean, I don't ever remember buying property intentionally anyway that it doesn't have physical access.
Right.
Legal, I don't worry too much about. Physical, I want to make sure. Because if you're selling a piece of property, especially to an end user, you know, you usually want to give them directions. And, you know, they're going to punch in a GPS code as we ask them to. And exactly. It's going to plot out a course. And you just want to make sure it all makes sense before they get out there and call you in the middle of the night and say,
I'm trying to get in. I'm
trying to get to the property that I want to buy.
Right.
No, so, does it matter? Yeah, it really matters.
Do you remember the funny story about the one of our members, Luke Smith, and the gun story? Remember the trying to remember the no, that was just kind of funny.
I know.
Silly.
No, I think the story that Jill's referring to is that we have a member who had a customer go out and the Hatfield and McCoy thing happened.
Never heard of that.
You know, and that story ended well because he followed up with me and they worked it out with the neighbor and
everybody's happy.
Yeah, it worked out great.
Well, I guess I think maybe too, just kind of like, who are you? Why are you out here? Yeah. No one ever comes out here kind of thing.
Exactly.
It was just one of those.
You must be out here to rob me or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's good.
So yeah, I mean, you have to make on your due diligence list in our business, in any business. Well, in our business, not so much if you're buying apartments. You want to check physical and legal access. And so we covered physical. You take a look at Google Earth Pro, see if there's some roads in there.
Mm-hmm.
That 9 times out of 10 satisfies what I look for physical access. And as far as legal goes, you can pull up a plat map in almost all counties. They have them online. And you can see if those easements, they're the straight lines mm-hmm. on a plat map are generally the perimeter of the parcel.
Mm-hmm.
And the dotted lines are the easement that the platted, it's called a platted easement. And if you if your parcel has a platted easement, then you have legal access.
Okay. Often in the plat map, you see the easement drawn out there. Like you, mm-hmm. there's a gap sometimes, right. not often, but sometimes you can see the gap in there in the road, if you will. So may not be maintained, but right. it's there. Or regularly maintained, but right. it's there. So.
So we're about 9 minutes into this podcast, and I think we should start talking about fun stuff because we could pretty much cover the topic.
I think that's it. I guess the funny thing is for me, though, this for some reason, this subject comes up a lot.
I was just going to say the
same
thing.
And it's got a negative thing, and it's kind of like I have – kind of like people that – I don't know. I'm trying to think of another example. Well, someone that's done a real estate deal and had not gone well, they think they're all – not good or something. No, I don't know if that's not a good example, but
here's an example.
Some people have a negative thing about access and I haven't figured out why they think it's a big deal and it's not a big deal.
Because they're trying to find a reason about why we can buy property for $500.
Oh, there must be something wrong with it. Love it.
So a lot of episodes ago, we had a guy on the show called, his name's Jason Hardman. And Jay, if you know, if you're a podcast, if you listen to real estate podcasts at all, he's very high up on the distribution list. He has a lot of shows and a lot of followers. And so we had him on the show and we described our business model, namely Jill did. So we purchased property, you know, through traditional channels, like with direct mail. Mm-hmm. And then we resell it on the internet and we buy it as cheap as possible. In fact, we target people who own property who don't want it anymore. It's unwanted.
Right.
And then we sell it. We double or triple our money. And our typical deal for us and our members are $500 to $1,000 and then resell it for cash for $3,000 or $4,000 maybe.
Percent? Or dollars.
Yeah, dollars. $3,000 or $4,000. Or you buy a property for a couple grand and sell it on time or terms for many months of payments. So after we got done describing it, you know, Jason Hartman, who's a seasoned real estate investor, said, you're just buying, said this to Jill, buying a property in the middle of nowhere with no access. And my business partner, Jill, proceeds to blow her top.
I did. I can't believe I just got mad on the air about Jason Hartman.
If you've listened to more than three episodes of this silly little show that we have, we all know that it takes a long path.
It does.
To get Jill to the end of her fuse. But when you get there, everybody runs for cover.
It was so funny.
And when I say everybody, I mean me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got, I was, top. I did.
So what fired you up so much? Let's start with that.
Oh,
why
it
did
was
that
just,
fire you up so much?
It was just the typical, it just, he didn't know. He doesn't, maybe, I don't know why he doesn't know, but anyway.
He was trying to cheapen. I'm not knocking on Jason. Yeah. Hartman. He was trying to cheapen or lessen or, like everybody, find something wrong.
Find something wrong.
With, you know, when with what we do.
Exactly.
We've done probably six shows on that exact topic.
Yeah.
Find something wrong with what we do.
That was so funny. I remember that now. So, well, you know, it's so important to us that look at our four A's. We look for four main things on every single property. Access is one of them. I mean, that's pretty high up on our list. And there's times that if it's too hard to get to it, like you're talking about on the side of a mountain, I'm not going to buy it. It doesn't make sense.
In our main education program, Cash Flow from Land, whenever you have an acquisition candidate, we look at the four A's. So it's affordability, attributes, like is it close to the Grand Canyon or it's got tall pine trees or mountain views or any of that. Access, can you get to it? And what's the fourth one?
Acreage.
Yeah, the larger the better.
Mm-hmm. So
thank you for reminding me what I teach.
You're welcome. That's why I'm here.
So I have to say that I have some great news today.
Tell me.
Our podcast, you know, this episode's not going to, it's going to air at least, it's going to air long after the recording.
Okay.
Our podcast for, it's now it's official, is gone viral in the podcast world. I mean, it's actually amazing to see. I thought this show would never work.
I can't believe we keep crashing our website.
That's what I have to do the rest of the day, is migrate our website to figure out. Yeah, it's crashed our website.
Yeah, in an awesome way. That's great. Yeah everybody wants that.
What did you think would happen with this show when we started? Did you even think about it?
No.
Have you ever
done
anything like this?
No.
I've never done anything like this ever.
I will be honest with you, Stephen. I kind of thought this was one of those Stephen horsing around things. Stephen comes
like
to me.
Like our whole business?
Well, yeah, that too. Stephen says, hey, I think we should be here and doing this. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then the next thing you know, it's the latest and greatest thing. And he was totally right. And I'm eating my words. So I have to say, when you came to this podcast thing, I was like, because you and I don't really commute very far, too.
Yeah.
I was not in tune to this. And, yes, so I didn't know the whole I know the whole podcast world now.
Yeah, because you're listening to music from the 80s in your car.
Well, there is that.
On a cassette.
Because my car
sucks. Where you recorded it.
That's right. Yeah.
recorded it in the 80s.
On my original cassette.
It's not versions of songs from the 80s. It's actual 80s music recorded in the 80s on a cassette.
Listen, my car does not have cassette. Thank you very much. I have a CD player, but to your point, I do not have any of the Siri or the Sirius radio or anything like that.
All right, I'm going to tell the story. I'm going to embarrass you.
Oh, great.
So one time we were cleaning out a closet and we ran into this shoebox full of cassettes that were, and they were all labeled something like this.
I can't believe you know this.
Depeche Mode at, what's the name of that Los Angeles?
The Palladium?
Yeah, Depeche Mode at the Palladium in 1983. And like three girls' names on it, like Jill and Jackie and something.
Yeah.
So
Eileen
like,
and.
So I did what anybody would do. I went and bought a cassette thing because nobody has a cassette player. Stuck it in there, and it's. This is what it is. This is the whole
cassette. I can't believe you're telling this. I'm so red right now.
It's Jill and her girlfriends at some show when she's a kid listening to. You know,
yeah.
A band from the 80s,
yeah.
And you can't hear the band at all.
No, because we're screaming.
Three girls talking and screaming about makeup and stuff that teenage girls talk about. I have to tell you, that's like priceless. Priceless for somebody, priceless for somebody who's in a relationship to hear that kind of stuff. I really mean it. It's endearing and there's everything good about it.
Thank you.
I have nothing left in my life like that to share with you.
Oh. That's so funny you found those. Yeah, but that was our own little, you know, it was our bootlegging the concert. And I snuck in a little thing, which was like 4 by 6 inches in my bra. And seriously.
And well, if the kids are listening.
We're not G-rated anymore.
No, if our kids are listening, they're not going to, they just turned it off. We just lost. Listeners.
Our kids don't listen anyway. It's okay. So, and I had to put a piece of black duct tape over the red light so it wouldn't be noticed in the theater.
You ever get busted for
you know, okay, here's what's funny. I'll tell you. So I used to sneak it in and wherever, and I would pull it out and I'd dance with it in my hand. So I had the little speaker on. It would be like out visible so you could hear the music because we'd go home and listen to it in the car and at home. It was awesome. Well, one time I had just switched cassettes because I filled up one cassette. I had to pop in another cassette for this whole show. Might have been Thompson Twins or something. Anyway, I got busted. Security guys saw the red light, came over, found me. Busted me with my little recorder and said, look, you can stay. I'm not going to kick you out, but I got to have the tape. You can't do this anymore. I'm like, okay, fine. And I asked him, how did you know? It goes, the little red light. I'm like, oh.
The red light shining through.
The little red light shining through. No, it was in my hand. So the good news is I had just swapped cassettes. So I had the whole first half of the show in my pocket. He got the blank cassette that I just inserted. So I still got the front half of the show. And then I learned and I went home and I put a piece of black duct tape over the little red light and never happened again.
Mm-hmm. It's just like at our company, which, when there's a problem, she just tapes it all up.
I do.
And covers it up. I forgot about that cassette deck thing.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe
That's
you told
a great
that story.
It's a good story. It's
That's
endearing.
Funny.
Is it embarrassing a little bit?
No, it's okay. It's funny. No, I kind of forgot about it too. I didn't know you had pulled one of those out and gone as far as to listen to it, find a way to listen to it. So that's
I think we got our point across on the Saxus thing.
I think so too.
Without boring the heck out of everybody.
Yeah, if we really sit down and we could get into it, we could talk about it and all the different ways you can get legal access. What do you need to do in different states and different counties? And
I forgot to mention that.
Well, and some of them are like, well, we're mentioning it now, you know, like here in Arizona, there's laws like that after, I don't know if it's 9 years or whatever, you get an easement by, I can't remember what it's called. But basically, you use it that long, nobody says anything, it's now there, you know.
I mean, those are all beautiful legal concepts, but in reality, I mean, here's the deal.
We could get into all the detail, but
here's
we're not
the truth
going
of
to.
It. Yeah. In our business, we have so many acquisition opportunities that if you have to alter, not only about access, but if you have to alter something that you're purchasing, right. Move on to the next deal.
Exactly.
We're in this for volume and for margin, and we're not in it to improve the property. There are a lot of people who are in that business.
Right.
Let's buy a piece of property, improve it, create some equity, and sell it. That's not our gig.
Right.
Move in, move out.
I love it.
Let's go buy some property. Number one, pull the property up on Google Earth Pro and see if there's some roads going through it or close to it, or check to see if it's on the side of a mountain. In a second, Jill's going to tell us about a bunch of property that we passed on because it had absolutely no access. So that's number one. Now we've checked physical access. Best case is you can drive right up to it, maybe on some dirt roads. And that's what we really look for.
Right.
Legal access, get a plat map. 90% of the time you can just pull it right up on the county website. Or you can pay maybe $1.50 or so on a data package that we have through RealQuest CoreLogic. Check our website, the resources section of our website, like for that. We offer that. And you can check on there. You can pull a data. You can either pull a regional map or probably the same plat map that the county has. It's just all in one place. And if you don't mind paying $1.50, you can check it out. So if the plat map is just a square on a sheet of paper like your child would draw, chances are it doesn't have platted easement access. If it's got if it's a square with some dotted lines around it, those are the platted in easements for the roads.
Cool.
That covers physical and legal access. There's a couple of deals that we passed on that made me cry because of access, because I know how much money we would have made on them. Does one or two come to your mind? Because you're so much closer, again, on the to the front lines than I am. Does anything come to your mind where it's just, we just said, you know, we can't, even if we described. So this is what happens in reality.
Yeah.
Sometimes the property has absolutely no access. I mean, it might have legal access, and I just described a few minutes ago that all states really have, but in the reality, it's not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So what ends up happening is that property is super cheap, and people call us and say, absolutely, I'll sell you my 80 acres for $300.
Right.
And it's so hard to not say yes, let's say we buy it for $300, and we sell it for $2,000. It's 80 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're kicking the can down the road. It's a bad reputation thing. So we say no to that type of property, even though I know we can make several thousand dollars in 30 minutes.
Right. It's just too hard because we're wholesalers. I'm not packaging up pretty.
We're here to establish trust.
Right.
That's our whole business model.
That's true.
To establish trust, and you can't hawk bad property and establish trust.
Do you know that's I think what flipped my switch. That's what flipped my switch with Jason Hartman. I thought he was insinuating that I'm peddling bad property, and I had to hit it home that no, Jason, I agree with you that if it's bad property, I don't buy it.
Right.
We don't buy it. And then that was the only point I had to make, but it was funny.
I'm pretty confident that we've sold 16,000 properties since the 90s, so.
Has this ever come up? Oh, here's a good one. How many times has this come up? Let me think.
There's a deal at the bottom of our acquisition list, and it's gone now. I finally took it out. I just like to look at it once in a while. I think it was messing up our staff. But it's this guy who inherited a bunch of property from his mother. She passed away, and it was a lot. It was like 10 properties. They were all over 80 acres. It was a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was just like, yeah, just kind of take it if you want it. He didn't say take it. He said, I'll sell it to you for like 10 grand or some really small number for what it was. And I know that we could have resold it for a lot, like 60 or 70,000 bucks.
Right.
And it was awful. It was in California, but it was in Imperial County, which is kind of a bombing range. You know, Imperial County for a long, southeastern Imperial County was like a World War II bombing range.
I didn't know that.
I know.
So there's like potholes in the property or something?
You shouldn't know that. And you'll forget it by the time the show is over.
I can't. You know what? Actually, faster than that.
So anyway,
what'd you just say?
I took it out of there. we're at work now, sweetheart.
Yes.
And, you know, do you know where you are?
Yeah.
You know who the president is?
Steven. Very funny.
So I finally took it out of there because sometimes you just have to walk away.
Yeah.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.